This week brings good news and bad news for the Texas film industry. Let's start with the good. Austin-based director Bob Byington's Seven Chinese Brothers is expanding its theatrical release.
Why are you alone, for Christ's sake?
Oh, God. Okay.
Nice meeting you.
Who's going to dial 911 when you're gasping for air?
I'm teaching the dog how to do it.
The film is mopey and charming, and Byington says it stars Jason Schwartzman's French bulldog, Arrow, almost as much as it stars Schwartzman himself.
You literally sleep all day. You know, it's not good for you to get this much sleep.
We found that Arrow was very compelling. Like, we would train the camera on him and look at him, and we found that, you know, I have a meter in my head. I can tell when we're getting footage that we can put in the movie, and the meter was running. You know, when you're shooting Arrow.
Open them, open them.
Byington shot Seven Chinese Brothers around Austin and used a lot of local crew and talent, though he admits the big name pool around here is pretty shallow.
There are good actors in Austin, but there aren't a lot of stars. And so you tend to go to LA and New York to get your stars. That seems to be the biggest restriction to me.
Other than that, Byington says there's almost nothing you can't get done for a film here. Almost.
Well, there are facilities in LA to finish your movie that we have here, but I think they have a couple more bells and whistles in LA. But I know Austin is functioning and growing in that department.
But now for the bad news. Cuts to incentives to filmmakers to do their work in Texas could limit that growth. This week, the changes go into effect, dropping that funding to just a third of what it's been.
It's really hard to compete when we don't have the support of the state government.
That's Tim League, owner of the Alamo Drafthouse Theater chain and more recently involved in producing and distributing films.
We're surrounded by states that understand the financial benefit of having a strong film production community. So when films are looking at where they can shoot, there's a lot of pros to shooting in Texas, but they can get more bang for their buck out of their budget in Louisiana or Oklahoma or Arizona or New Mexico. And those states can easily masquerade as true Texas, even if they're not.
And that's exactly what Austin Film Festival Executive Director Barbara Morgan says is happening.
I have heard many instances of people who wanted to shoot in Texas, but they found money somewhere else. And that's disappointing. I mean, it's a little heartbreaking to hear that when you hear people talking about something that is set here and then moves to Atlanta.
But of course, not everyone makes all decisions based on incentives. That's certainly true for director Bob Byington, who says they've proven in the past to not be worth the extra effort.
We've tried to get projects off the ground in places like Louisiana, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and we kind of end up back here.
And that's what Texas industry folks hope filmmakers will continue to do. But even if there comes a slowdown in feature filmmaking, Barbara Morgan sees a possible bright spot.
We're getting a lot of other business. We're getting TV, and maybe that will be just something that we morph into. The industry's changing so much that, you know, I feel like this is a place where we could be at the forefront of a lot of things, and it's just a matter of how everything falls out. Some of that's money, but not all of it. Some of it's creativity.
So while you can bet Texas film industry advocates will be pushing hard for more incentive money in the next legislative session, for now they're hoping that creativity will help the good news outweigh the bad. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.